Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. I'm Stuart, and very fortunately, we have Larry with us tonight, who has just recovered from, I guess one could say, a traumatic experience, and not a good one. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Hey, Stuart. Thanks for having me.
Oh, love to have you on. Let's start with what happened to you and what you would care to share about it. It seems to me that the hand of the Lord was mighty upon you at that point in time.
Oh, absolutely, Stuart. This last Saturday, and I do want to take a pause here just a second and thank people that have helped us. You know, we've had a really difficult time this, you know, I've been ill this last year or so, quite often, and we've been drained of finances, and my wife been without a job like 3 months, and you put out a plea for help, and that helped. The prayers and the assistance that came in, we couldn't even have made it through this last event without that, and I want to thank every single one, whether it was a thought, a prayer, a little financial help, whether it was a card. I appreciate absolutely every single thing that people did for us. So anyway, I didn't know that I was going to need the prayers even more so. And then Saturday night, I suffered a stroke, and I couldn't drive. And I got to the hospital emergency room, and they verified by CT scan that I had a clot on my brain. And the symptoms began to wane after a while in the emergency room, and my wife was not home, and her brother had taken me to the hospital. And they sent me back home to be monitored, you know, and told me to come right back if anything occurred. Well, Sunday, wife was home, you know, and things were, you know, I had a good day. Monday, I woke up, and I was having stroke symptoms again on my left side, and she woke up as I was up and trying to move around, and she rushed me to the hospital emergency room, the nearest one in Tallahena, Oklahoma, and they verified again the clot was still on the brain, and it was cutting off oxygen to my brain, parts of my brain, and so they loaded me up in an ambulance. They stabilized me, of course, loaded me up in an ambulance, and sent me to Mercy Hospital in Fort Smith, Arkansas, which is an incredible facility. I mean, it really, really is. And to be honest with you, Stuart, I wasn't sure I would ever come home. You know how it is when you have an event that, yes, you know, most people very rarely survive. You know, some do. And but after the second stroke in 3 days, they were very skeptical that they were plotting some way to try to get rid of the clot. Couldn't figure it out. Did a CT scan again in Mercy Hospital, verified the clot again, and I had four doctors working with me, and incredible nurses on the floor watching over me, you know, 24/7. And I had a real peace, though. Darnett had contacted people for more prayer, and I had a real peace. And I told the Lord, I said, if it's my time, then it's just my time, and I can't stop it. I can't handle this. Whatever's going on with Larry Taylor right now, Larry has no influence over. I'm at the complete mercy of this situation, and I'm in your hands, Lord. And, you know, the only thing I kept hearing a small, quiet voice saying, trust me, just trust me. I heard that all night. I prayed. Darn it, I'd sent her back home overnight because I was under such care, constant care in the hospital, and I just prayed into the night. I was really up almost all night, off and on, praying and you know, talking to the Lord. And I kept hearing, trust me. Well, the next morning, you know, they took me down for a test and sonogram of the neck muscles, the cartilage from, you know, from the heart to the brain. And And we went through all kind of tests with those. We went through heart tests. We went through bubbles tests to see if I had seepage inside my heart. You know, all this stuff. And then they took me to the MRI, which was, I was not fond of that. It's like being in a space shuttle. But
yes.
A little later, sir, I was shocked. They came up to that floor. One of the doctors did, and he walked in and he smiled at me and said, "Well, I've got news on your clot." And I said, "Well, you know, I was expecting anything." I said, "Go ahead and give it to me." And he said, "It's gone." I looked at him real funny and I said, "Say that again." I wasn't sure I heard him right. He said, "The clot has mysteriously vanished off your brain. We can't explain it, but you appear extremely healthy at the moment. And even though, and Stuart, even though, you know, my left mouth now droops. It's a, you know, that's fine. That's I call it a battle scar. I told the doctor, I said, I can live with that. I can live with a droop. I can live with a somewhat weak left side, left arm, you know, my left leg and all, and my left face. And you know, so, I just praise God. And, I think Darnett contacted you and, you know, it's just amazing. I call that, Stuart, a miracle. There was no way really without incredible invasive surgery of some type that they considered they could even, you know, stop this situation that I was in and remove the clot, get rid of it because of the position of it. And I just think when the Lord said, "Trust me," the night before, and I did, he came through and gave me a miracle that I totally was not expecting. I never expected to do another radio show. I never expected to talk to the people of God anymore. As a matter of fact, I even told him I didn't want to leave my wife. I said, "I don't mind, you know, if it's my time to go to heaven, but I don't want to leave my wife alone because we depend on each other so much." And he was merciful.
Well, hallelujah. Well, that's the way the Lord works, and I think people need to hear that because there is so much mistrust going on right now. Even among the remnant believers, they really do not trust the Lord. And you can tell it by the fear of factors that you hear, you know, as the United States is going into destabilization. It's a good lesson for everybody, not just you, but a good lesson for everybody. You know, we really do have to trust the Lord, and he's going to start knocking out all the things we rely on and get rid of them so that we don't have much choice, you know. Trust him.
I was just going to mention really, really quick. I don't want to take up much time, but, you know, after this had occurred and I came home, you know, I really prayed. And he, one thing he dealt with me that he even wanted me to lean on him more. And that I was to tell his people, the people of God, that don't wait for something to critically affect you like it did me. Lean on him more now. Begin to let go of all the artificial structures that we prop ourselves up with in our daily lives, because we've entered, Stuart, a time of chaos and confusion, and we're going to have to depend on him like we have never done it.
Yeah, yeah. And I guess it's going to be a lesson for everyone to know what it is to trust on the Lord. When all things look like they're lost, that's when he comes in and saves his own. So I guess we could call it this way: when America hits the wall, there's going to be some division of people. Those who truly believed in the Lord and trust in the Lord, to those who are going to abandon all of that. And, of course, we have the great apostasy, which is already well in full swing, and I think it's just going to get worse as the props get knocked out from under us. So, yeah.
I agree with that.
Let's get into this thing with Assad going over to the Middle East. What is this deal that he's made with Iran? This sounds like a prelude to, I guess one could say, Isaiah 17's war. What have you got on that?
Oh, absolutely. This was shocking information. It came out today on Debka file out of Israel, and they have uncovered a report and that says that Assad has given permission now to Iran to use Syrian territory as a stage or a base or a means to attack Israel using Hezbollah and its missiles. And so this is really, you know, as a matter of fact, Israel just came out. I posted it today, and we talked about it on one of the last programs. Israel has now entered a new era of missile defense with the new Era 3 interceptor missile defense system. And I posted an image of that. And, you know, we talked about that, and I told you that I did not believe Israel would trip, you know, kind of trip their hand really deploy those in visibility, you know, in other words, out in the open, unless they had reason to believe Israel was in danger. And now we're beginning to see that. And as a matter of fact, Nasrallah, leader of Hezbollah, last week threatened Israel. They threatened to attack Dimona, Israel's nuclear reactor, with missile attacks, and also the Haifa ammonia plant, which is massive and do great destruction. And so Iran appears to be behind the Hezbollah missile threat, and I'm talking thousands of missiles. I'm not talking just a few Scud or like Saddam Hussein fired or like Hamas fires, those little short-range rocket missiles. I'm talking about really advanced stuff. And so, Stuart, when you say Isaiah 17, because we do already know that Iran has a staging area inside Damascus now to do this type of thing or like a control center, I can see now why Damascus might be under serious threat from Israel.
Yeah, it makes you wonder, of course, you know, how do you vet reports of this nature as to what is true, what isn't true? Is this, an attempt to demonize Iran a little bit more, you know, and we got, I guess we have Trump, and they've been kind of thumbing their nose at Donald, but I don't think that's too smart. Donald's like a bull. You wave a red flag in front of a bull, you're apt to get gored. And it sounds to me like that's what Iran seems to be doing. And, you know, Trump will not talk about what he's doing militarily. Have you heard any more about ship movements or anything like that over in the area?
Oh, absolutely, Stuart. From the data that in the last few days, there appears to be multiple carrier task force groups in movement towards that region. And I'm talking multiple, you know, not just one. There's at least three or possibly more. You know, and we had talked on earlier programs that you know, actually all of the carrier groups were in port. Remember at the end of Obama's term? And you know, I shared with you, there's no way that these carrier could begin to move without the Trump administration approval. So he must have almost approved it the very day of inauguration for them to be where they are now. But, you know, we talked about, too, what is going to cause Iran to go ballistic if there is what you call the Daniel 8 war. And I think we're seeing the early stages of the formation of a real Middle East incident.
Yeah, it sure appears that way. And, of course, if Israel were to attack Iran, which they might well do, they're pretty well known for their preemptive attacks, they would also have to take out Damascus, I think, at the same time, because that's their nearest enemy. And you got to neutralize your enemies before you, or you should anyway, either immediately during, or before you make your primary attack. So it'd be kind of interesting to be a fly on the wall listening to IDF commanders and what they think is coming. Anyway, Debka also talked about this radiation check and the sniffer aircraft. I don't think people probably have heard about this much. What's your latest on that? I know even Dr. Doom, Major Ed Dames, released something on that. What's the latest here on that?
That's really interesting because, you know, no one has, there's been a total blackout of any news coming out of Europe or Russia for that fact or anywhere else about a massive radioactive spike in the atmosphere that was moving towards, you know, across the pole, North Pole towards the U.S. And interestingly, now Ed Dames, and I sent you a copy of that, he came out
yes.
today and says radioactive isotope I-31 in the atmosphere going across the world, said after blackout about a nuclear incident in Europe, and also said a new secret EU reactor leak blackout has occurred in as radiation is moving through the atmosphere towards the USA, and as you said, Dr. Doom, Ed Dames, is calling for people to prepare now for incoming radiation. Now, you know, when I found that and sent it to you and we talked about it, we didn't have any further data about anything, any concern over Europe. Not, I mean, it was so news-free that
mm-hmm.
we didn't know anything. Well, this evening late, Debkafile in Israel reported that a U.S. nuclear surveillance plane had just left England en route to check radiation spikes over northern Europe. So there's some type of a little bit of confirmation. Now, we don't know what caused the radiation, but it must be extensive to be being picked up and reported on. And, of course, we do know Ed Dames. He's got insider information that does come through to him because of his work in remote viewing, et cetera, et cetera. So it's rather telling.
We have vetted that, and there's no question it's true. The sniffer aircraft, they call them sniffers, and what they do is check for 135 or I-35, I don't know exactly, but it's an iodine radioactive thing. And they're not sure whether Putin maybe exploded a nuclear weapon up in the Arctic somewhere or whether there's a meltdown in some reactor somewhere, and they're just not reporting on it. But now the radiation, you know, this is going to get really serious because we already have Fukushima radiation over the United States. So this is going to just add to it, I suppose.
Well,
you
know, we do know that radiation is an enemy of the flesh, so to speak. And it's rather telling that there seems to be in the day that we live an exponential increase in radiation from various sources. It reminds you of something like a tribulation. You begin to wonder. But we're not sure where this is coming from. I was very concerned, too, and thought about the earlier reports of ISIS, you know, months ago when some of the attacks were going on, ISIS attacks, terror attacks in Europe, that, you know, there was reports that that ISIS were observing the nuclear power reactors across Europe. So if something did occur, we don't know, but we are apparently finding small leaks of news that is getting out now. And if we didn't have enough to worry about with Fukushima, which is really catastrophic, now we have another concern.
Yeah. Trump, I got a question here. Now, you know, everybody hates Trump, and they're going after him by one means or another. But I was reading an article where they cited sedition and what it actually, the definition of it is. And it appears as though nothing is being done to these people who are, in fact, committing sedition, which is, you know, that's almost like treason. But have you heard of any of these people being put rounded up or put in jail or anything? And I know when I talked to you offline, you said the FBI said they will not hand over the names of people involved in these seditious leaks. What's the deal there?
Well, that's a very interesting scenario. Now, I'm not aware of anyone being arrested for sedition, even though we're beginning to observe that on all levels. But, and you know, as we've talked before and shared, the USA is in an absolute constant state of civil war now, ruler against ruler. I mean, I don't think anybody could hardly dispute that. The interesting thing is James Comey today, and this is from Fox News, I heard the reports myself all day long, James Comey has inferred to Donald Trump administration that he not only is he not going to release any information about investigations, but he's not going to name if he can even find the leakers. And on top of that, according to a report Trump gave Comey, he said you can't even find the leakers within the FBI that's leaking. So
well,
you know, it's not hard to understand, you know, the we got a coup, it appears, going on, you know, as
yeah.
we've said before. There's a secret coup, a shadow government, and we've already talked on this show about who's behind it and who's doing what. And this is ongoing, and it doesn't look good. Now, the only protesters I'm aware of being arrested are those that caused extensive damage. And they're arrested on, I suppose, riot charges, but not a lot of those.
But the people who are really undermining Trump, and they're really undermining him, appear to be getting off scot-free. And I don't see how it'd be too hard to figure out who's leaking, even if you have to dismember the FBI one by one until it stops. But I guess, you know, and the thing that bothers me about Donald is he has never mentioned anything, like I've said before, anything about the FEMA camps, NDAA, and the other police state laws. There's no mention of that, whatever. It's more make America secure, make America safe, et cetera, et cetera. So I have no idea which way we're headed or who Donald really is. Is he a bump in the road to the New World Order, or is he part of the New World Order road itself? So I guess we just have to wait and see. But we're getting all kinds of stuff. Schools around the country have decided to take a stand against President Trump's crackdown on their illegal immigration. They're just saying you can't come in here unless you've got a warrant. And here's another headline. Liberals claim that sedition is now legal in America. So where do we go from here?
I think we're
heading forward to an implosion.
Well, Stuart, it sounds like judgment. It absolutely sounds like judgment. And you know, I know a lot of people were relieved when Trump took office, but, you know, the thing is, it's more dangerous now than ever before. You know, I talked to Augusto Perez, who began to describe being in a communist coup. He told me, he said, I have seen this before, Larry, and shared that this is not good. And what's interesting, too, Stuart, I don't know if you heard the latest news late this evening. Fox News was reporting that the Vice President of the United States, in an unprecedented way, has announced that the backers of Trump need to come out into the streets and help fight the coup that's working against them. So, you know, you're getting calls for people, you know, behind Trump to come into the streets now, too. Stuart, I don't see a good ending.
Well, they've got a lot of weapons. Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, this is a civil war. I mean, you know, and that one thing that, you know, the Lord's people need to do is somehow attempt to stay out of the way for a little bit here.
Yes.
This is not good.
Yeah, and it's just going to keep getting worse. And they do have, I was listening to Jim Rickards, I think it was this morning, and he was talking about, he's a kind of an insider, gets a lot of inside information on the economy. And he said that what they're going to do is they're going to shut down everything. It'll be a global shutdown of the economy. And it's all interwoven with the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, which is beyond Donald Trump's control. There's nothing he can do about it. Now, he did make a remark, and it went right by most people, when he was talking about China and their manipulation of the currency and how he didn't like that. But he did say that we're going to have a level playing field, and it's going to come much quicker than people realize, and we liken that to a whole global shift in a world currency. Well, Rickards say this is coming. And he says within probably 6 weeks that they're going to throw the switch. And what happens when they do that, your ATMs don't work, your banks close, you cannot even transfer money from one account to the other. A lot of times your money is just simply taken away. You don't have it anymore. And there is not anything you can do about it. And so he was just saying, get ready, because this is coming. And we've had other, you know, it was David Wilkinson, remember? He had that vision of a six-month holiday. Everything was shut down for 6 months. Now, you and I can't wrap our minds around that, what the ripple effects of that would be, but it'd be horrendous, because it's going to catch so many people who are living hand-to-mouth, actually, week to week on their paychecks, many of them getting advances just to stay alive. They've already worn out their credit. And this is going to be horrendous when it hits. But the Bible speaks about the rich men of the earth and what they do and how they did it. And it's just going to be horrendous when it does happen. And then we had that ne'er-do-well erstwhile Noah's, that Native American shaman lady, who said that the stock market went to zero. Now, right now, it appears as though the stock market is just having a heyday. I think it's, what, up to 2,500 or something like that. I mean, it's way up there. And but that's probably just an apparent bubble, because, like Rickards said, they can pull the switch on the economy anytime they want and shut down the entire global economic system. And you may remember that Wilkinson said that when you see Mexico default, you had a little time to get your money out of the banks. And people really do need to start having a little bit of cash on hand, because that's the only thing that's going to work for a little while. But, of course, we know from the Bible that the mark of the beast is what is going to come and take its place. That will be the global, new global type of currency. It'll be a digital mark. And if you want to buy and sell, you got to have the mark. And we're headed in that direction. Anyway, before we close out, anything else you want to talk about?
Well, I was just going to mention also, Stuart, I know a lot of people have been ill. The hospitals in our area are just packed. I mean, they had to really struggle to get me a bed, but I was in such critical condition. They did. But there's a report, and I posted it today with a picture. It says it's from Space Weather, of all people. It's USA Pollen Alert. It says that even in New Mexico, and you know, that's dry, that's desert area, that even in New Mexico, the pollen is already so thick, it looks like smoke. And I posted a picture today that they're already having sun dog, you know, that are made up of pollen, because the sky is filled with pollen even out west. So this is, you know, when we talk about strange weather, now we've got strange weather conditions that are not prepared for.
Yeah, I think we're soon going to see in America the plagues of Egypt. When the Lord decides he's had enough of a nation, people just don't realize how horrific that's going to get. But I before we close, what's the deal on this UFO flap? It really, that is a forerunner of a major, major event coming on Earth.
Oh, absolutely. L.A. Marzulli today, plus WorldNet Daily carried a piece also, and a number of publications are reporting that the UFO flap is really skyrocketed to the degree that it's greater than ever before in history. And they're very concerned, Bill Koenig and others are concerned, that UFO flaps like that usually precede a massive war or a some type of military movement around Israel historically.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks for coming on, Larry. I know you're supposed to be resting, and we appreciate it. I'll try and get you on next week. Thanks a lot, everybody.
Thanks
for listening.